This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Below Deck fans, thanks for joining us for Season 4, Episode 3, Hair Models and Filthy Martinis. On tonight's episode, there's a scupper, a Trevor, and a diva. Join us now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome. Below Deck fans. Woo-hoo. Seriously, who let the dogs out?
I don't know. I think it was you, Michael.
I think so. I'm back. We're back.
We are back. How awesome is this?
It's good. It's been a while.
Yes. It's been a while since we've been in the studio together. Feels good. Feels right.
Guys, I'm your host. My name is Michael Rippey. You can find me all over social media at Mike Rips. It's right here. You don't have to hear me. I'll see it right there. And I'm with...
I am Angela Struck, and I am docked just a gray poupon toss from Michael Rips over there. I'm Angela Struck. You can find me at Twitter at the Angela Struck, and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
Yeah, so make sure
I was dying to do that.
That was good. I didn't know that was going to happen. Make sure you give Angela a follow. If you want, you can follow me. Let us know what you think. Give us a 5-star rating on YouTube. Comments. Give us a chat during the week. Anything.
Yeah, and join us in the chat right now. We've got the live chat going.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Below Deck, I've got a game for Angela to play later. She doesn't know exactly what she's going to do. I'm going to do three things I liked and didn't like about tonight's episode as well. And also, hopefully, you guys can tweet at Maddie so that she comes back next week, because I don't know where she is.
Yes. We miss our Maddie girl.
And I haven't seen her in a while. So, Madison, come on back. All right, let's get into tonight's episode. Hair Models and Filthy Martinis, the third episode of the season.
Yeah, it was a good one.
There was
They're getting to the drama right away.
Yeah, and so, exactly, she took my words. I was about to start by saying Nico is frustrated as we start tonight's episode with... obviously Trevor, and he's talking to his girlfriend or girl about this, while at the same time Kelly is trying to determine a way that he should handle talking to Trevor.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I was personally excited to see Kelly stepping up, because I thought that first episode when he was going to captain and kind of really looking for his mentorship, it's like, yeah, it's nice to ask for advice from your superior, but you also are hired to do that job, and he needs to kind of have some intuition and know how to handle things.
Yep.
I thought it was good how he reprimanded him, but I thought that at the end he started to take it a little bit too far. And I actually love Kelly. I think he's great. And I think he's just new with how to handle the situation. But when he was like, it should be please, you know, over the walkie and stuff, I thought, maybe like let the guy, like, you know, you made your point. You've demoted him, which was good, you know. I don't know. It's a fine line, because then we saw Trevor then getting drunk later and being a dick again. So... I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Angela has told you the entire show, but stick with us, because we're going to get to all of that and ask her more. And by the way, anytime I ask Angela a question or she asks me a question, you guys can give us your answers in the live chat or in the comment section during the week, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So I agree, though. There is a way to handle it, and I think Kelly's still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right after that, we hear Trevor talk, and he says two things. And tell me what you think. He said two things I thought were... way out of line. He said that they were all juiced up about last week when they were drinking, and then he also said, I'm the last person to get involved in drama. So I ask you guys to let us know, is that true? Is Trevor...
So what does he mean, the juiced up? He means that everybody was drunk? Is that what that means?
Everybody is drunk, and he's also saying that he's the last person to get involved in drama. And so for me, I thought that was completely false, because it seemed like maybe everyone was drinking, but they were not able to not handle their alcohol such as he was.
Yeah.
And he certainly is not the last person. Maybe he's not the first, but he's definitely not the last.
Well, I'm happy to hear that we're on the same page this season, Michael, because with Danny in Below Deck Med, we were on such opposite sides. Yes, we're on the same side on this. I think that he was by far the most wasted. I don't really think the other people were that drunk at all.
No.
He was acting like a lunatic, and he was starting fights with everyone. So I think he's definitely one to start the drama. I mean, he was the one attacking Nico about his tattoos. He was the one talking a lot of, I don't know, arrogant crap, I guess. And then he's also making a lot of inappropriate comments about the women. Ew, tonight, what he was saying, I didn't even really understand it because he was wasted. It wasn't really English, but...
He definitely is disillusioned.
Yeah. He's in his own reality. Yeah,
it's weird, but okay, we'll get back to Trevor as we go on. Further along in the episode, we have Sierra. And so she leaves the iron on, which is just a continuation of things that she's just missing. Whether it's missing her flight, missing...
Leaving the iron?
Waking up, leaving the iron on.
Understanding that gin is an alcohol.
Understanding that gin is alcohol. she's blonde, you're blonde, I'm blonde, so I'm just going to leave it as that. I'm not sure.
There we go.
Thank you, engineer. He's awake still. My question, I guess, is that when does Kate get mad? Because Kate handles that really calmly and peacefully, which she's been doing so far this season for the most part. And so I'm very impressed with the way that she's just so calm. But is there a time she should be getting mad? And if so, when will it happen? Because she seems to take a really easy approach with Sierra.
You're so right. It's really funny. I don't know why she's giving her such an easy pass. I guess, you know, Sierra seems sweet. I'll give her that. I don't think she's, you know, rude like some of the other Stews have been in the past, you know, a little bit with Tiffany on Below Deck Med. She kind of had an attitude of like, oh, I don't really like, you know, taking directions from people. I like to be a free spirit, whatever. And that can kind of put people off when they're intentionally not really following the rules or something. Or with Roxy last season, she was just like a crazy person. So I feel like Kate kind of feels bad for Sierra. She's like trying to teach her and be patient with her and yelling at like this little thing that's looking at you with those puppy dog eyes. It's like you feel mean. So maybe that's why. I also feel like Kate's actually in a really healthy relationship, it seems like. She seems happy, which in the past she's been kind of bitter and bitchy, which, you know, I still love her, but seems like she's happy. So I don't know, but I don't know. I feel that Sierra is the definition of a space cadet, and like it would start to really get on my nerves. But I felt bad when they brought up her father,
right? Which we'll get to shortly.
Yeah,
so Sierra seems a little aloof or missing something. She does seem sweet, but Kate, like you have mentioned, I mentioned this last week when I was alone. I certainly think that she this season is so peaceful and calm and relaxed, and the evolution of her over the seasons to now is quite remarkable. And I think you're right that she's obviously in a relationship that's making her feel this way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting. And so moving along in the episode, we see Kelly approaches Trevor and takes away his senior title. So now Trevor is just a deckhand and not a senior deckhand. And at the same time, which you just mentioned, Sierra talks about her dad passing away at the age of 16, how it messes around with her family, and obviously that's a sad moment. And then finally, Kelly tells the captain about Trevor and that he's taking away the senior title, and also Captain Lee basically lets him handle it. And what I said again last week was I like that Captain lets his people do their job, and he hears them, and he says, okay, you're going to handle it, and you're going to take care of this, and he doesn't really get involved.
Yeah, I guess he kind of lets them do their own thing, but he's also so stern. I mean, he kind of doesn't really ever give them a compliment. I don't know. Like, he was really pretty rough with, like, when he gives them the checks, he's always kind of like, it was okay, you know, it's like kissing your sister.
Well, that was weird, and we'll get to that, too. You are taking all my notes and getting rid of them.
Sorry.
All right. But Captain Lee is extremely stern. Mm-hmm. And to the point, but he's kind of become, over the seasons now, at least for me, someone that I like the way he's managing it. He's a little bit more personable, a little bit more friendly, like, to the cameras, and he's playing a little bit more of a character, I feel like. But he does let everyone do their thing, but he is kind of still making sure everyone knows he runs this ship, and he wants everyone to get in line.
True. Oh, 100%. I do like that we're seeing more of the personality from him. Like, I love when there's just, like, pans to him in the kitchen eating a chip and kind of, like, watching but not getting involved. So I definitely agree with that. I mean, we all loved those promos earlier before the show started of It's Captain Lee. So I definitely think he's like having a lot more fun with the show and trying to get involved, but also keep his distance and kind of be the superior role that he should be, not getting in on all the drama and all the nuances of all the different relationships. So I definitely like his role. I thought it was hilarious how Trevor, though, was like, you can't deplete my knowledge just because you demote me. It's like, dude, like, just like calm it down a little bit.
He's got something to say about everything, and he can't take any type of confrontation or conversation without being defensive and feel like he's got to prove his worth. And it's probably true. He's got a bunch of knowledge and experience, but there's still a way you talk to people and the way that you can still handle any of those situations. And first of all, he didn't need the senior title, even if he is the senior deckhand. And nonetheless, he signed up for the show to be in the certain position. So he should stop talking about how he has more, you know, experience than Kelly, even if he does. He's been chosen for a role, and now it's like he can't live in that role that he's been chosen for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're accepting a job, we've said this in the past with other seasons of Below Deck, because it seems like every season there's somebody that feels that they deserve more responsibility. And I guess I just feel like if you've signed up for that job, you know what that job is going into it, deal with it. That's your role in this situation. And it really doesn't matter if you have more experience. Kelly's doing a fine job. Unless he's screwing things up, it's really not for you to say that you'd be better, or, you know, nobody's got a problem with the way that Kelly is performing at this point. And, you know, we look at somebody like Kate and Ben, they have so much experience. They don't have to say it every 5 seconds.
Agreed. That's a great point, because anytime you have to keep telling people and saying something, there's something aloof or off there. You have to tell people how much experience you have. Just show it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Exactly. And, you know, Kelly maybe hasn't been on a boat in that bosun role before, but he's been to war and back. I mean, the guy can obviously handle himself under pressure and perform as a leader and take, you know, responsibility. So I really think that Trevor needs to cool it, because know your place on this boat. You know, it's like the military. You have to kind of know your place and suck it up and do your job.
And so we do have some people in our live chat, so thank you guys both. At least right now we have Sky Patterson, Jasmine Grace. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
Definitely try to involve you in the chat. I see you guys are talking about how you're liking some of the cast, not liking some, which is to be expected. Let's move along, and you guys can join us and let us know what you thought all through the week as well, not just in the live chat. But let's move along to the guests, because the charter guests come aboard, and for the first time that I can remember, there's a dog, Scupper.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of questions. We'll get to that. First off, our guests are normal yachters that have their own boats.
Yeah.
And very calm,
super sophisticated. Yeah.
Sophisticated group of individuals. And they bring their poodle, Scupper. And so basically, the main issue that starts off is that they're going to have a clam bake, and they have it. But Ben gets frustrated about the whole, he thinks that might be dinner, but it's not dinner.
Right.
And then there's a whole thing.
Kate decides to call it just a clam bake. Did you love that moment? She was like, I'm just going to call it a clam bake. Like, what did that?
And I also love the way you're doing it.
Right.
Love this,
but that was, I was like, okay, what is that? You know, we all understand that if you say clam bake like this, then it means not dinner, whatever. Or maybe dinner.
For the record, if anybody is out there that knows how to make memes, please make a meme of Angela doing that right there, doing clam bake.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, I guess it's a tough one because it's really in this in-between time when nobody wants to eat. I don't know. It didn't seem like it needed to be such an issue. I felt like Ben was kind of freaking out, but he always does that. I mean, I think he likes to kind of be in control of the situation when it comes to the food, and when there are things that he can't control, it throws him off. So
exactly. And so he is super frustrated about the whole dinner idea. And he's angry, and that's where I came up with the diva idea. For the first time, we really see Ben acting like a diva.
Mm-hmm.
He's frustrated, and now, granted, we do have we do have to take into account that Ben, not only does he have to cook for the guest, he also cooks for the crew. So while he's probably thinking like he has to go back and cook, it was a little much from Ben right there. And again, even when they're frustrated with each other, Kate and Ben know how to kind of fight with each other.
Yeah.
Even though we do see in this episode a point where they're fighting and the guests can hear, you never want to see that.
Ooh, I thought that was really bad.
That was really
bad. I thought that was really bad, and I was so surprised that they let that happen.
Exactly.
You know, if you need to bicker and let it out, make sure you're at least not being heard by the guests. I thought that was so unprofessional of them. But yeah, I don't know how that happened.
We're also getting in the chat that some people like the guests, but the dog is not cool.
Well, okay, so this is what I loved these guests. I actually was obsessed with them. And here's why. Okay. Because they're obviously, you know, so many times on this show, some of the guests you feel like are really putting on. And they're like, oh, you know, we're so wealthy and whatever. These guests are actually wealthy. They have their own yachts. Yep. They're sophisticated. You could tell. They have real money. And they were the nicest. Their dog vomited and they offered to clean it up. It's like, you know, if you have it, you don't have to act like this jerk. And I just thought that was so cool that they handled themselves so real and nice and not like these arrogant jerks. So I liked that.
And I think, of course, the favorite part of all of the guests was, of course, when the one guest ordered gin and Sierra,
a gin and tonic. Yeah, and
Sierra didn't know about the whole alcohol.
Would you like alcohol with that?
He had to inform her that gin is
that the alcohol. Would be the gin part.
Just his surprise was fantastic.
Yeah, well, because he was trying to pay her compliment. He's like, "You look so pretty," and she's like, "Would you like alcohol with that?" And he was like,
"I love that."
Okay, yeah, that was pretty hilarious. She's something else. Yeah, I mean, is she really that dumb? Or is she putting on?
I don't know. That was a tough... Well, what do you guys think? Tell us in the chat. Is Sierra this...
dumb?
Sure. Angela said it. Is she really missing all of these things? Or what is it that she's missing? Interesting. And what age should you know that gin is alcohol? Because I think Sierra's above that age.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, at the same time as the guests are having a great time,
it was cute.
They you know, are getting all the food they can. Ben comes and later after his disagreement with Kate, he kind of further accentuates the disagreement by taking her role and talking to them about the tapas as opposed to a full dinner. And of course, they're fine with it. And of course, Ben's meals are all great and everybody likes it. But moving on, at the same time, Trevor's attitude is still showing.
Well, we have something to say to that fact of the tapas, Kate situation. So people are saying in the chat, who do we think that Ben gets along with better, Hannah or Kate? And I think it's kind of funny because they're so different. Kate really fights back with Ben and like really tries to assert herself and everything. Hannah plays the opposite role where she just kind of is like, okay, all right. And then like lets him sort it out. And by that, she's like the strong silent type, whereas Kate is more aggressive and assertive and, you know, vocal about her opinions. I think Hannah and him work better because I think that Kate needs to maybe just let it go. Like he's got to make all these dishes. He's kind of stressed about it. He's also artistic and type A and like, you know, whatever. And so maybe she should just back off a little bit instead of like fighting about every little thing and, you know, making such an issue.
Okay. So two things to further your point. Point A, Ben and Kate have a history.
Mm-hmm,
they've actually been romantically involved.
Yeah.
Whereas Hannah wanted to be romantically involved for a period.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
Right.
Secondly, point B would be that if someone could give some advice to Hannah from here, maybe you could do that.
Yeah.
Since you know her so well.
Oh, give her advice?
Well, you don't need to. I'm just saying, you know, if
no, I think it's funny. I think that, well, shout out to Hannah because I love her. If you're watching. Yeah, girl. I think that she handles it really well is what I'm saying. I think that actually, you know, Kate could maybe take a bit of a leaf out of Hannah's book by just... I think Kate handles it fine. You're spot on with the fact that they had a relationship. So that's a different dynamic that makes it just automatically different. But I think that maybe Kate would be slightly less stressed and, you know, frustrated with Ben all the time if she would just kind of just step back, let him have his diva moment and like then handle it, you know. I think Hannah does a good job of that.
Just she does.
Being like, okay, he's in his mood right now. We need to get the job done and we'll sort that out later.
So that's basically the gist of our guest's mm-hmm. time on the boat. We yeah. move along towards the end of the episode with the guests leaving. For me, very smooth charter.
Yeah, they were super easy guests, cool. I felt like.
Yeah, easygoing, cool, cute dog. Definitely a different perspective and different look to the show, having the dog on board.
How cute was that dog running on the beach with the ball in his mouth? Oh, my God. I'm a sucker for dogs.
Also, Scupper got his own boat service off the island to go to the bathroom, so yeah. he's pampered.
But what did everybody think of the dog eating his cooked meals? Because anyway, I don't know if you have a dog, Michael, but I have a dog, and like the vet always tells you that you should give them like normal dog food, you know, that it's yes. actually not healthy for a dog to have these, you know, very fatty kind of always different meals. Like, dogs need consistency. I don't know, what did everybody think of the dog getting these kind of meals? It was just
tell us exactly what you thought in the chat, or leave us a comment. What do you think of Scupper eating human food?
Yeah.
And to that fact, I grew up with a dog. My parents always did the wrong thing yeah. and gave the dog human food, and it doesn't digest the food that well.
Yeah.
And frequently dogs then throw it up.
Which we saw the dog was throwing up. So
because
I mean,
they're not supposed to have human food, yeah. they're supposed to have dog food.
Yeah. Easier on their stomachs.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I understand, and, you know, my dog would love to eat that kind of food, but I don't think it's the best thing for your dog, just my advice.
Shout out to Kelly. Thank you for joining us in the live chat. You can call in, not tonight. We'll
Ooh,
have you call
Kelly,
in.
Ooh, Kelly, I love you. You're Kelly, so cute.
Please call in later. And
yes, I mean, definitely call in.
At this point,
in.
Kelly, it's probably like 8 months unless we find out later. He's figured it out. I got more on that later. You can call in the future. We'll have you on. Please, video, audio, we'll Skype you in. But thank you for joining us in the live chat. So, Scupper, great dog. Please, maybe not so much human food, but give him the
yeah.
dog food.
And, yeah,
and what
just
do you guys
give
think?
The dog
if you
food.
Have a dog, do you serve your dog human food or dog food? Is this like a trend?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We live in LA, so I'm sure anything is going on with the...
Shout out to my parents. Even though they give the dog human food, it's okay. all right. So let's go towards the end of the episode. So if you were wondering, the tip was under $12,000. They each got $1,085 each.
Seems pretty good. It was
Seems
a stress-free.
Good.
Other than them having to set up that critter-free pool thing. That seems like a bit of a...
Swatting flies and swatting Trevor out of the way.
Yeah.
It seemed like everything was pretty yeah. easy going. The one thing, and Kelly's in the live chat, I gotta say, and I mentioned a lot of this last week, is that I don't think we're going to get through one episode this season without Kelly talking about two things. An attractive-looking female, totally okay with that, and also...
It's been five months.
He wants everybody to know it's been 5 months. In fact, Kelly, if you're watching or listening, please get that patented, because it's been 5 months should be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
From Bravo
yeah,
or
it
Below Deck.
5 months.
It's been
Why
five
has
months.
It been 5 months, Kelly? That's my question. Like, why is he... Why isn't he getting action?
It's bizarre because, I mean, Kelly's an attractive guy.
I mean,
he's and we'll move forward a second here. He's mesmerized when the girls do yoga.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing because he has the same reaction each time when he sees a beautiful girl. He says, it's been 5 months. And also, it's just like, oh, my God. It's yeah. just like your brain can't focus.
So who's our guest that Kelly's going to hook up with? Sierra or Emily?
It's a good question. He's early working on Emily, but I feel like maybe it's Sierra because they're using good camera play on us to think that it's going to be Emily. She also said that she needs some time to get to know you and go deeper before she gives in.
All right, you're going to go for Sierra. I'm going to go with Emily.
So
but let's see
Emily,
what happens.
I think
yeah,
Sierra.
These are our
right.
predictions.
And
I loved the moment with Amy, too, when he called into his sister.
That was a sweet moment.
I love Amy.
It was great
Amy.
To see her back on the show
yeah.
for a moment. And
yeah.
she is the shit.
And I'm happy that she is dating a captain. Go Kelly. Or go Amy. She deserves a good guy. So that's cool.
Agreed. Also, at the same time, what was that whole Captain Lee thing about kissing your sister? That's just weird. I don't know where he came up with that.
That's How such like this? A, like, my dad, like, was in Vietnam. Like, that's something my dad would say. Like, it's like kissing your sister. Like,
is that a thing that's not happening, right? And it was just weird. Okay. Anyways, Captain Lee, getting back. By the way, Captain Lee, when you watch, come on the show. We want you on the show, Kelly. We definitely want you on the show.
Yes.
And certainly want to get Trevor on the show before he's off the show. Speaking of that, I said I had a game I wanted to play with you.
All right, I'm ready.
Now, Angela doesn't know this. You guys can play with us in the live chat, or you can tell us in the comments.
Okay.
This is a basically, comparison, what do you prefer? Either Below Deck current show or Below Deck Mediterranean?
Oh, I mean, I can't even choose. Well, listen, I can't even choose.
No, but this is, we're comparing apples and oranges. Because the last time we were together, we were talking about the Mediterranean. Now we're talking about the Caribbean. So here's my question.
Okay.
First, the two boats. We have the Valor or the Ionian Princess.
Ooh, I like the Valor. I like this one.
Man,
ooh, oh, look at this. Tonight. Okay, there we go. Man. I'm going to go with Valor, which is the Below Deck regular season boat. I think it's really modern and chic and cool.
All right, the Valor. Now, the crew. So far.
Can I take people? I mean, love...
The crew as a whole. It's not going to be easy. It's okay. We like
Well, there's a bad fish in each one. Trevor is our bad fish this season. Danny was the one last season.
Okay. Who's the crew right now? It's okay. No one's going to hate you.
I've got to say... I can't. Don't make me do this. Right, don't make me do this. I can't. I can't. I've got to see more from this one. Obviously, I like love fine. Our Mediterranean group because I love Hannah and everything. I'm liking this one so far. I've got to say.
She's so political. All right. Secondly, you already touched on this. The villain. Who's worse, Trevor or Danny?
Ooh, I think Trevor could be worse, actually, which is crazy.
I thought Danny was like the bottom of the bottom.
He was awful, but actually he wasn't as malicious, I feel like. I feel like Trevor is actually kind of mean. And also he picked his nose and ate it, so I don't think I can ever get over that one.
So far, people are siding with the Below Deck Med crew. People are
Kelly says that he's in the room, so we can certainly not choose one or the other.
Guys, if you're in the live chat right now, don't let Kelly dissuade you or change you. He's no persuasion. Kelly, come on the show before you start talking to the
Yes, but Kelly is a huge... I think I'm actually going to put it out there that Kelly is my favorite of this.
She's so good at this. She knows you're watching,
No, he's gotten even cuter.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm going to say.
5 months.
And I actually really like how he's stepping up this season.
I'm setting you up for an easy one. The next one is Blonde, Sierra or Hannah?
Well, Hannah.
Obviously. I had to throw in a Hannah. Just, you know, Angela loves Hannah. All right.
She's my girl.
Not crew, but how about destination? Would you prefer to the Caribbean or Mediterranean?
I would like to go to the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean?
Yeah.
What about you, Kelly? You're watching. Would you rather be in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean? And you guys in the chat, tell us as well. And then finally, it's an easy one, the chef. Ben or Ben? But which Ben? The Ben from the Caribbean or Ben from the Med?
Yeah, that's different. So far, he's been a bit of a diva.
Yeah.
So if he keeps this up, I'm going to say Ben in the Med.
Ben from the Med.
But I think he's, like, loving that he's on both the Bravo franchises of Below Deck. He's getting a little...
He's getting big time.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, but don't be too big time for our show.
But that Ben. Clam bake looked good.
Everything he makes looks good. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's the game I had. Maybe I'll come up with something better next week.
Well, wait. So, okay. So are we going to talk about them going out?
We will. We'll get there. Okay. Last thing I wanted to do. I did this last week. 3 things I liked and 3 things I didn't like. And then chime in, please.
Okay, cool.
So first, and this is before we knew Kelly was in the chat room.
Ooh, everyone's voting. Oh, Kelly says he likes Hannah.
A lot of people are loving
Hannah.
Okay,
a lot of people are loving the Mediterranean. Choosing Ben. Oh, and everybody's saying Ben from the Med, too. Yeah.
Right.
But he is a diva on both, Michelle D. You're right. He's
but
a bit
also,
of a diva on both.
Let's take note. This is episode 3. Let's see
where
we
let's
are.
See where he goes. I think he's going to get worse.
We're
That's my prediction.
This as the season goes along.
Yeah.
Okay, first.
Because Kate pushes his buttons.
She knows how.
Yeah.
And he lets it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing that I like about tonight's episode, Kelly's leadership this season. He's really growing into a leader. I like the way he handles Trevor. This is a difficult situation that he's immediately rising up to handle the challenge, especially he's in a new role.
Yeah.
He's not repeating this role. So he's learning on the fly. I really like his leadership.
I do too.
Yep.
I totally agree.
On the flip side, one thing I'm not liking, Trevor's accountability and reality. It's like he just he's not seeing what's going on. He's just
you
in
like,
this
you know my faces?
Universe.
This is another meme.
right.
Yeah, he's crazy. I think he needs like a reality check. And I would like to actually see what this modeling for, who was it again?
Paul Mitchell.
Like, I'd love to see what all this is. Like, we live in LA. We know a lot of models. Like,
if you could
find, I don't know.
If you could find it. Or the photos of Trevor and Paul Mitchell,
send them to us.
Tweet them. Maybe you can come on the show. Yeah. All right. Second thing that I like about tonight's episode, Scupper's life. Healthy food, luxury yachts, and bathroom breaks. So I'm all about Scupper's life.
Yeah.
I don't know how many poodles get that
Scupper
type of life.
Has it made.
He does. He has it made. All right. Second thing I don't like in from tonight's episode. Sierra and Irons and not knowing that gin's in alcohol. Like, how is that? How is this? Every episode, there's something crazy.
I just loved when, no, the best part of that moment was when they were like, hey, Emily was like, oh, the sheet is burnt. And she's like, wait, what is this? She like couldn't understand like the concept that she burnt with an iron. She's like, what? This happened because the iron was left on and then it burned and now it's crispy? And like, it was like, yeah, like you burnt it. Like, just like accept it and apologize, move on and like fix it. Like, but she was just like, it was like A to B to C, very slow motion for her.
So I'm going to just throw this in. This is an additional part that I love. I love Angela doing her British accent.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Mm. I think someone's helping you.
she's Aussie.
I know, but it sounds the same. All right. Third thing I like, Kate's peacefulness and handling of Ben. She handles it well. She's so peaceful this season, which is crazy from where she started.
She's in love.
It's wild because I remember at the start of Below Deck, she was not the same.
Yeah.
And finally, on the flip side of that, Ben's diva moment. I'm not used to seeing Ben have that type of moment where he's so frustrated. And then Ben and Kate together having the argument where the guests could hear it. And they clearly heard it. You don't like to see that ever. You're working. Don't let the, no matter how bad it is, you keep it amongst your crew and not for the guests to see. So that's my three things I like, three things I didn't like. You guys are saying that Trevor needs a good talking. You're talking about.
Kelly says he officially loves us.
Kelly, well, it's been a while, so he definitely loves you. It probably hasn't at this point. I hope not, but still, it's been 5 months. I really
How many months
now? Anybody out there, someone has to make a shirt. It's been 5 months. Yeah. Maybe a little picture of Kelly. Yeah, come on, man. Let's go, Bravo. Get on it. Okay, we want to talk about towards the end of the episode, so let's talk about it.
Okay, so end of the episode, they're all going out, and we saw this adorable moment between Nico and Lauren. My prediction is that they're going to hook up.
You think they're going to hook up?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because we do learn about Nico not having a girlfriend, but definitely having something going on at home.
Yeah, he said he's kind of in the talks with somebody, but it didn't sound like it was anything exclusive.
And what we've seen immediately on this season of Below Deck is that Nico and Lauren have a tight friendship. They relate to each other. They get along well.
Yeah.
And they seem both down to earth. And cool.
Yeah. Lauren seems a little bit more into it at this point than him. I think he may be friend zoning her a little bit.
For the time being.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
Well, he has bigger problems on his hand right now with Trevor.
Yeah. Right.
He can't focus.
But that was kind of cute. And they seem like they have a lot of fun going out. I liked Lauren's little toast to everybody. Like, what did she say? She's like, let's get friggy or something.
Let's get weird.
Weird.
And then I also love... The thing I do love about Lauren, and we saw it at the start of the episode, we haven't seen too much of her, but even when she talked to Trevor, she's very inclusive.
Yeah.
Even though she sees that what Trevor's doing, she's still feeling and letting him kind of like be part of the team.
Yeah.
Don't go crazy on me. Like, let me be part of you. She includes, everyone's trying to include him. So he's creating this dilemma that he, this trouble and drama. It's not like they're pushing him into this.
Yeah, and he 100% has an alcohol problem.
Absolutely.
Like, he's an actual alcoholic. I mean, we're seeing that behavior completely. Like, he's chugging dirty martinis. Like, you know, everybody likes to drink. Everybody likes to party. Everybody likes to get weird, as she says. But, you know, you don't need to act like a lunatic, especially with your fellow... peers, you know, your work people you're working with, like, I don't know, I think it's very unprofessional.
So everyone is saying that they like Nico, they like Lauren. We both like Nico and Lauren.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if Nico and Lauren maybe come together later in the season, which I think that we're setting the stage and we haven't gotten to the really exciting part of this season because that's usually how it goes at the start.
Totally. We're still getting to know everyone.
We're still getting to know everyone. We've got a bunch of new people. We've got our clear-cut established villain on the show.
Mm.
And it looks like the rest of the crew is good, though, together.
Yeah, which I like.
It's a nice
dynamic.
I don't
always like them to be so at each other's throats. I kind of like when they're, you know, some fun moments to it too, and the flirtiness and things. So, okay, so then they got really, so he got really crazy and was ordering all these drinks, and then he started talking about, like, crazy, like,
super vulgar, and he's drunk, he's all over the place. But before he gets there, I have a question, because I wasn't sure watching this. Did he order four drinks for himself?
I don't think so. I thought he got, like, I think he got a shot for himself and, like, a martini for himself and then, like, a beer or something. Like, I think he had multiple drinks for himself, but I think some of those were also for some other people.
It wasn't clear to me, because he did order by himself.
Yeah, it was weird.
He was getting the drinks for other people, but I was wondering, if he did order four drinks, who orders four drinks at one time? You can't even carry them. Yeah.
I mean, he's literally, like, a lunatic. Also, but then he started calling Kate a bitch, which I liked how Ben was like, only I can call her that, which is cute because they have that rapport.
Absolutely.
If he says that, she knows like where that's coming from, a place of love, and like they're allowed to do that, like brother, sister, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
that was a nice moment. Also, I mean, it's clear.
And she's his superior.
There's no way to talk to him. I mean, it's such a turnoff the way he acts when he's drunk. If there's a producer or director from Bravo that's watching, we'd love to have you on the show so we could talk about the casting.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they love to get someone with the alcohol into the mix.
Yeah.
But also, he did have a shot on the boat, and yet Emily said, I'm not going to be the one that tells on him.
Yeah, that reminded me of the Jen moment when she caught Danny kissing on the beach. I think that that's like the right move, unless it gets out of control. You don't really want to create enemies.
No.
He shouldn't have done it, but like I thought she was pretty cool not to throw him under the bus just yet.
Agreed. So Trevor really not looking like an all-star again tonight.
But he's a model for Paul Mitchell.
Or he was.
For 2 years.
We're still
you look at the catalogs, he's still in there, Michael.
All right. Well, someone can show us the catalogs. I'm ready to see
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
Let us
Somebody
know.
Somebody tweet
hey,
it.
Trevor, please come on the show and show us the catalog yourself. Talk to us. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
That goes
get
for the rest
side.
Of the cast. That goes for everybody involved with Below Deck. Please, we want to have some guests the rest of the season, and we will get that lined up.
Ah, Michelle Z says, I thought he was ordering for everyone, but they wanted nothing to do with him, so it's he possible. Ended up drinking them himself. That could be.
Okay. Let's get to the predictions. Predictions, please.
Ooh, these are flashing.
So, ladies first.
All right, so I've already put a couple of them out there. I think Lauren and Nico gonna get it on. And I think Kelly and Emily. Because I think Emily has like a wild side to her a little bit. And I think that she's gonna one night get a little drunk and like get a little... I think she's gonna make the move on him. That's what I think.
I just thought about this, and I know this is out of left field, but you threw out Lauren and Nico. I didn't even think about that. And I'm going to add this. First, I think that next episode, Sierra is going to star. I think there's going to be a lot of Sierra in next episode. I think, of course...
Maybe that's just your private wish, Michael.
More Sierra.
He's like, she's going to be in a bikini. She's going
to
be...
I'm like with Kelly. I'm like, looking at the yoga. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to say. Like 5 months, whatever. Trevor's getting closer to leaving. He's not leaving next episode, but he's getting closer to leaving because he's definitely
he's
leaving.
He's going to be gone, I think,
and
at some point.
And then finally, to follow up on your whole romantic side, I'm going to say, I don't know if it's Kelly and Emily, but how about maybe three people at the same time? I don't know what three. That's going
that's
way
That's never
over.
Been done before
that's,
on Below Deck.
I'm just going to say, maybe there's a three-way somewhere Ooh. Involved with three castmates.
I've got to think Ben's going to be in there if that's going on.
I don't know.
I feel like he's a little freaky.
All I know is I hope Kelly's involved because this whole 5 months thing is going to turn to 6 months.
Yeah, so, I'm curious. Wait. He said in the chat that he decided to
end it,
to not get involved with anybody. He said that, but I don't know if I can trust him just yet.
Well, by the way, thank you guys all for joining us in the live chat tonight. Please, comment away with us all week long. Join us on social media. Where can they find you, Angela?
You can find me, Angela Struck, on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
And I am Michael Rippey, and you can find me on social media at Mike Rips. We are here next week and every Tuesday, so please keep joining us. Till next time, we'll see you for another episode of Below Deck.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.